Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. This week's poll question is about the weather. We'd like to know what you think. Lenore Scanese is with us, folks. She's the author of Free Range Kids. Don't you just love that? I love that title, Lenore. Congratulations.
That's all, right?
That's almost as good as my first book. The title of my first book is Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. So I like your sense of humor.
Wait. Did you have a subtitle?
You got to watch out for the peels. So America's worst mom. That's what you call yourself. Explain.
No, that's not what I call
explain
myself.
Explain yourself.
That's what I was called. You know, what happened is a couple of years ago.
Oh, I see the quotes. I see the quotes here now. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. No, I let him ride the subway by himself. I'm a newspaper columnist, so I wrote a little column about how I didn't think it was a terrible thing for me to do to let him ride the subway by himself, considering we're in New York City. He knows the subways well. We see that they're crowded. And then I found myself on every possible television show defending myself.
So you let your son ride the subway by himself?
I did. And
yeah. How old was he?
He's right now. Now he's 12.
At the time, he was how old?
At the time, he was 9.
And so at 9, you let him ride the subway by himself, and you got excoriated for this.
I did. One of my favorite words. Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's when I started the blog, the Free Range Kids blog.
You know, Lenore, I got to tell you, 9 would have made me blink.
Well, that's because you're in Alabama, right?
No. But listen, when I lived in Indiana, I used to hitchhike at 9 and 10.
Okay, so why are we not blinking at your parents? Was your mom bad?
Exactly.
Was America's worst mom?
Exactly. No, I'm telling you, it was a long time ago. I seriously did that, though. I mean, but I'm with you. I mean, so according to these other people, you're America's worst mom. Well, but now. So are you the standard, or is there something in between you and the helicopter moms?
Well, the whole idea is that, you know, helicopter moms or me, our goal is one and the same. We want our kids to be safe. We want them to be happy. We want them to be well adjusted. We want them to succeed. But it's just a question of how we go about it. Helicopter moms have been told by the media that their children are never safe, right? So that they have to dog them every.
Right.
Bit of the way. And then they've also been told that, like, unless they are there with the flashcards and the let's talk about, long division over dinner tonight, honey, and why don't I sign you up for the 5-day-a-week swimming lessons, and then that still leaves us time in the morning to go to, algebra class, extra algebra help.
And then after the swimming, lacrosse, too, but don't forget that. Yeah.
Right. And by the way, I'll be taking you every place because I don't trust you to walk, and it's too dangerous, and it's too cold.
Is this a tiger mom? Is that a tiger mom kind of thing?
No, it's so interesting. I think the tiger mom phenomenon, there's actually some overlap between free range and tiger mom, believe it or not, which is that both of us believe that our kids are capable of more than pop culture is telling us. She believes that her kids are all capable of going to Carnegie Hall and giving a concert, and I believe my kids are capable of making dinner. So not that they do that very much, not that they do it very well.
Well, I think both of you believe that your kids can do more, but you want your kids to do what they're more inclined to do. She seems to be programming them on their own.
On their own. I mean, she will spend, according to her own stories, like 3 hours a day at the piano with her kid, making sure that the kid learns the lessons, which is I couldn't do it. I mean, aside from the fact that I don't think it's necessary, I guess, though, it is necessary if you want your kids to go to Carnegie Hall. I would like my kids to have a snowball fight. I would like them to have some time on their own, like you talk about when you were a kid, riding your bike around town, making your own play dates, figuring out what to do when you have
five of you
in the park together.
If I had said play date to one of my buddies, they would have kicked me out of the club, I'm telling you right now. We didn't even know what that meant. But, you know, when my daughter was coming up as a teenager, she started out talking about wanting to be a veterinarian, then she wanted to be a physical therapist and then a pharmacist. And I said, honey, and she said, Dad, what do you think? I said, honey, I think that being in the medical field is an excellent choice for you. I said, why don't we just not worry about it? It'll find itself. But I do think it's a good idea for you to focus on that quadrant of the marketplace.
Mm-hmm,
and today
mm-hmm.
she's a charge nurse in a critical care unit.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so she knew she was drawn to something, and it wasn't superimposed by you.
But you could. Well, I did help her think about it, but I didn't try mm-hmm. to. I didn't say, oh no, we have to decide this way or this way.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so she sought her own level, just like water.
Right. Well, that's the idea. That I mean, also, it's like maybe we don't have to worry about what graduate school our kids are going to go to when they're 7, 8, and 9. You know,
right.
Maybe everything doesn't have to be projected ahead to are they going to get into a good
mm-hmm.
college. We better start worrying now. If he's going to get a lacrosse scholarship, maybe he should have those extra 2 hours on the weekends. It's so much of this helicopter parenting is driven by
yeah.
fear. Fear
right.
that our kids aren't going to succeed. And then
it's the parents' fear.
Yeah. It's the parents' fear, but I don't even totally blame the parents, because when you have kids and all the other kids are going to their enrichment classes and all the other kids are in, you know, your kid comes out of the womb
right.
and suddenly you're told you better sign up for Gymboree or your
right.
kid is never going to learn
hey,
how to class.
Hey, Lenore, I have this little thing that I say that the problem with humanity is the humans.
Yeah,
I wonder,
what are we going to do about this?
I wonder if the problem with parenting is the parents. What do you think?
Sometimes. Well, also the problem with parenting is that we do keep talking about it, and we all try to parse what's slightly different about the way our neighbor is parenting, and, oh, I would never do that. She
right.
gave her kid unwashed grapes, or, oh, she let her
hey,
have
guys,
a Pop-Tart.
Let your kids play together. Don't make play days. Just let them play. You know, you'll be amazed how much they'll work it out. Hey, give us a website quickly, Lenore.
FreeRangeKids.com.
That's where you find the book, too. Folks, check it out. It's a lot of fun. As you can tell, Lenore Scanese is our guest, and she'll be back. We'll get her back another day. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.